Bank of Cardiff, Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hey, Jeremiah, Derek Sorrelson, how are you?
Hey, good, how are you?
Good, you called me earlier, and I know we were talking for a little bit a couple weeks ago, so you told me that, you know, we need to wait some time. I'm kind of curious as to what's up.
Okay, what was the name of your business again?
Terranova.
Okay, here, let me see. Let me pull it up here real quick.
Because I'm looking right now, actually, the Complete Business Solutions, which is, you know, one of my positions.
Uh-huh.
They're, as we speak right now, they're looking at trying to do a consolidation. So, you know, I mean, I'd love to be able to come up with something. You know, I know that, as I mentioned to you in my conversation, I have and I'm sure you don't remember because all the things that you go through in a day, but I've got an on-deck loan that's going to mature probably sometime around September. And then I've got, you know, three other small positions. So, I've got your loan, which I think is pretty much about half now.
Yeah, that's right. You were at, well, here, let me see. Let me, where did we last leave off? Do you remember? Did you send me the most recent?
Yeah, you did all that shit, man. Absolutely. Okay. You did. And then, you know, we were looking. See, what I've been trying to do, and I'll kind of spell it out in easy terms because I'm driving, so I have a minute, but
okay.
I've got a lot of projects that are sold and coming up right now, and the challenge that I have is just I sit on some money, so, like, I've got a lot of these planting jobs, the landscape business, where, okay. You know, we're laying out a lot of labor and a lot of materials, and then we got to wait in order to get paid on a lot of this project. So initially what I was looking for is, like, And what I'm actually looking for right now, I'm looking to find a way to keep my dailies where they are and free up, you know, roughly about 70 in capital. And the challenge is that, you know, most of the loans, including the loan that you guys got me, you know, there are these really short-term deals. Whereas, like, with On Deck, you know, I've had an 18-month or something, you know, loan. And it makes it a lot more appealing because, you know, this daily crap, it's, you know, any additional position I take only burdens my cash flow more. So it's like, yeah, thanks for the 30 grand, and I'll give it back to you in 10 minutes, and I'll owe you 50. It's like, that doesn't help me.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, so, like, the guy at Complete Business Solutions that I deal with, you know, he's right now trying to look into, you know, I did a quick renewal on a small loan that I had that was up with Fox Capital, but I'm not a big fan of them, and if it was a new loan, I'd never do anything with them, but it was just a quick renewal on, you know, freeing up like 20 grand because I need to move money quick because I'm obviously laying a lot out. But so the thing is, you know, Complete, he's looking at trying to consolidate my, you know, my two bottom positions into just a single third position, and then and free up about 70 grand. And I mean, I sent him over some information. He's supposed to get back to me by tomorrow. So, you know, I'm happy to revisit it with you, see what we could do. But, you know, I mean, really, I don't want a Band-Aid, you know. Like, I want to be able to come up with something that's feasible for me. Because I really need it. Yeah, I need a 70 position. You know, like, I got a 70 free in capital.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to, you know, go blowing my dailies out. Like, I've never, just FYI, I mean, you'll look at all my stuff, I've never missed a payment in 3.5 years in on-deck loans, in, you know, my loans that Cardiff has gotten me, and my other loans that I've had, you know, we never, ever miss a daily payment.
Okay. Yeah, no, I see that. The payments were fine. So I pulled up your account, and what it was, that the fact that you took out the Fox and Complete Business, it kind of violated the loan that we gave you because you weren't allowed to stack like that. And since you did that...
Yeah, nobody ever said that to me, by the way, which surprises me. I mean, I guess it's somewhere in that fine print, but...
Yeah, it usually is. I mean, they don't want you doing that. So that was the only, that was the tough situation. Did you, how much do you have left with us? I can't see the balance here. Do you know?
You know, I mean, it can't be much. I don't know. I mean, it's like I know I did a renewal a while back. You sent me an email to some about 48%. I think it's probably a little higher than that.
Okay.
I want to say it's close to 50%. But I'd have to look. I mean, like I said, I'm driving, and after you're on my conference, by the way, you know, I know you probably don't remember me, but you were a gentleman. Like, I mean, that's why as soon as I saw your name come up, I'm like, oh, let me get this dude a call back, you know, because you were nice.
No, I do remember you. I do remember you, Art. So, this
yeah,
is
I just, gonna... you know, I just not in a position right now. Like, I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what. Let me look into it again. I'm going to revisit your file here. I'll look at it, and let me see what I can do for you, Eric. I will talk to my underwriter, get it submitted, and let me see if I can figure out some sort of solution for you. And then we'll take it.
I mean, you know what would be really cool? What this guy at Complete is talking about. And now, you know, like, they're kind of like you. Like, Fox, listen, dude, I hate doing business with them just because they just seem shady. I don't even know if you're familiar with them, but
Fox,
they just
no,
seem really... Sure. Yeah, they're really different. They're in Manhattan, and they're just really... They just... I don't know. Every time I talk to them, it's just like... I got to get everything in writing. Like, I mean, like, every conversation. I'm like, can you send that thing in an email? You know, like, because I just don't trust anything they say. It's just seems awkward. But the guy at Complete, he's really very cool. And he helped me with one of my first loans. And he's just a real straight shooter, you know. He's like, there's no surprises in anything he does. But he basically said to me, look, your Cardiff, whatever it is, I can't think of the bank that we use. IBIS, yeah, but it's not IBIS anymore, right? It's something else now.
It's MCC. I don't know. They changed their name.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. But so IBIS, you know, he's like, I'm going to try to capture your IBIS and your Fox loan and come up with a way that I can free you up about, you know, 60, 70 in capital and stretch this out over a year. He's like, you know, you've had two successful loans with us. You've had multiple successful loans with OnDeck, and honestly, he's like, you know, look, he goes, I know that your OnDeck position is going to be one that's going to open up pretty soon, and, you know, then you're just going to figure out a way to consolidate what we're doing. I'd rather be the one to do the business with you, but I got to, you know, like everybody else, I got to go to work on it. So he asked me to send him, in addition to the, you know, the monthly cash, he wanted some P&Ls and tax returns, which I'd forwarded off, you know, some of that to him, but... You know, he's supposed to get back to me, you know, promptly, but so by tomorrow.
Okay. Do you have a balance right now with OnDeck?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had a $270,000 loan with them, and I paid over $109,000, $110,000. I think my balance is like $140,000.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's my primary position. And then I also have a working line of credit with OnDeck. I have a credit line, you know, $23,000, and we put money in, take money out all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've got like a really good run with these guys, you know, and everybody else for that matter.
Yeah. All right, Eric. Well, I tell you what. Let me see what I can do. I don't know if there's much
you need
I can do.
Yeah, I mean, you, why don't you tell me? Like, I mean, you know, if you look at it and you need something, shoot me an email or something, and I'll see what I can send you, what you need, you know?
Absolutely. No, I will do that. But I want to see if I can... I don't want to get you that Band-Aid loan, right? Like, the same type of thing. I want to either help you and get out of this position that you're in, or, you know, I don't want to make the situation worse. A small loan isn't going to do anything for you.
No, it's the truth. And, you know, I mean, everybody throws that at you. Everybody wants to give you 30 grand as another position. I'm not interested in that.
Yeah,
and you look
exactly.
At my bank account. I mean, I got money coming in. I'm like, sitting and, you know, sucking ass. I'm running a business, but you know, if I'm gonna be able to make the moves I need to make, I got to do it with
large amount of capital. Yeah, absolutely. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, not additional daily payment of $700 that, you know, ultimately now I'm like, yeah, okay, I borrowed 30 grand, and in a month I've given it back to you, and now I'll do another 20.
Yeah.
Awesome. Man, like, that doesn't mean shit to me.
Yeah, you want that longer term.
Well, so you'll get back to me today? I mean, just, I'm trying to figure that out, because
I'll either get back to you today or by noon tomorrow, the latest.
All right, man, that sounds good.
Okay, Eric, no matter what, I'll give you a follow-up call just to touch base with you.
Cool. All right, I appreciate it, man.
No problem, Eric. If you need anything else, just give me a ring.
Okay, you got it. Take care.
All right, you too. Bye. Bye-bye.